LAO Mobile.
AM4DJ, same.
KO4LAO, this is KE4IP, you got your ears on?
How are you doing?
Ears on?
K5I5.
KB2HXS Mobile, ears on?
Yeah, Raj, this is KE4IP. I was calling the KO4LAO.
Oh, go ahead.
I just was listening, wondered if you had the radio on this afternoon.
Just happened to be out mobile and was getting ready to go over to the church for a minute.
Yeah, cool, okay. So I thought you might be at home, but yeah, so you're out running around town, huh?
Roger that. Hold on just a second.
HX has mobile. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Breaking station, go ahead. This is KU4IP.
A little bit there. name here is Dave, KB2HXS. Just out mobiling around myself, just got done with work and heading back to my house here in Gurr.
Okay, KB2HXS, did I get that right?
Kilowatt Bravo 2 Hotel, X-Ray Sierra, HXS, yes sir.
Okay, Roger. This is KE4IP on this end. Handle here is Brian, and I'm actually coming in via Echolink out of Marietta, Georgia this afternoon. Sitting at the QTH, calling in on a hotspot, all-star hotspot in my little DMR radio here.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, I thought I heard a little extra beep in there. Yeah, I'm up here in Greer, South Carolina. Pretty close. Well, I don't know if I know how close I am to the repeater, but yeah, I've been. I'm up here in my mobile. I don't have my home station set up just yet. We just moved up here a couple of months, about 6 months ago. So I just bought a tower, so I got to put it back up. I got to put a tower up and throw up an antenna or two on it.
I didn't know I had a little extra beep in there. That's interesting. I don't know if KO4LAO is still in there, but I'll pass it to him here for a second if he is.
I'm just listening to the conversation. Putting up towers can be kind of a frustrating experience around here.
It's a crank-up tower. It needs a little TLC. I got to remove the old crank and put a new one on and just put the tower back together and just prep a base for it and put it up, bolt it to the house, and Bob's your uncle.
An HOA, so we've got to be a little more on the down low.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I will not live in an HOA, sorry. I live on the west side of Wade Hampton, US 29, off 14. So I'm in a non-deed restricted area, plus I have 3 acres. So, and I've already talked to my neighbors, let them know what I was doing. They said, okay, no problem.
Awesome. I think it's something that we're looking to do here on the next move is to get out of an HOA.
Live in an HOA. I will never. The only time I'll live in an HOA is when I get to a point where I cannot do for myself. Things like walking, eating, feeding, speaking, and somebody has to take care of me. Then I'll worry about that.
I think there are other options, but we're just got to work with what we got.
Well, I didn't mean to bust up the conversation, guys. I'll sandbag out for a little bit while you want to continue while he's on Echolink there. KB2HXS Mobile, listen out for a bit.
I4ID.
Yeah, no worries. I was just calling out and taking a break from some work here this afternoon. And I was just curious what was going on. And so KO4, what are you up to this afternoon?
over the church for just a minute here. It's Ash Wednesday, so I'm going to go over just for a few minutes. How's this radio sound to you on the other end?
Some cracklies on you right now. I can tell you're mobile, but you're totally copyable right now. How much power are you running?
80 watts, I probably could get away with 30, I guess.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, no, that last transmission sounded good. The one right before that, you had a little bit of white noise on you, but not bad. You're totally copyable, and that last one, you sounded good and strong. So sounds like 80 watts is making it pretty good.
Peter's about 25 miles away from here, and you got a little, it sounds like a little bacon fried in the back, but other than that, it's very copyable.
Yeah, I'm curious what it sounds like on your end from where I am. I'm running RF, you know, from this radio up to my little hotspot that's in the closet upstairs, and then that's EchoLink connected to the repeater out there, so I'm sure I sound like an EchoLink station, but I'm curious if there's any additional RF sounds, or can you tell that I'm on a radio, or does it sound like, I don't know if you know what EchoLink stations sound like, but there's an EchoLink app that sounds kind of distinctly like EchoLink, but yeah, I'm just curious what it sounds like on that end.
Good. We had a guy check in this morning from Utah, or actually Northern Nevada. I think he was at a 6,500-foot elevation, but he was checking in by EchoLink, and you can hardly tell the difference except for the little extra beep in the back at the end of the transmission. You could hardly tell the difference between that and somebody who's within repeater range, you know, working on duplex.
I got a quick question. What radio are you using at 80 watts?
Yaesu single band, the 2980R.
Oh, okay. I got the 2730 dual band ICOM. I think I'm running like 25 or 30 watts, something like that.
Yeah, this is down at 30 watts now. I don't think you can tell the difference.
Hey, you sound fine. Well, this repeater has got some huge, huge coverage.
Yeah, we have people regularly check in from Toccoa, Georgia. They're on the net, on the Blue Ridge net.
Yeah, I can almost hit this thing. My wife and I were heading up to Asheville one day, and I was listening to the repeater. As they got closer to Asheville, it kind of dropped out because, you know, going up and down the hills, but you can hear this thing all the way up.
Up in Asheville, Duncan, I believe is his name, KO4LAP, if I remember his call sign correctly, up that way checks in on the repeater, and he was using a handheld transmitter.
Okay. Well, one of these years I'll get an antenna up on my tower, so I'll be booming in pretty good.
Up paying for DZW. Yeah.
This particular repeater's got a nice footprint. I can carry it almost. I'm out of Marietta, Georgia, and driving from South Carolina down to Atlanta area. I lose it just past Commerce, Georgia, which is probably an hour and a half down the road, and it carries for a long ways. So it's got a nice coverage area.
Etowah, almost in Asheville, but all of your full quieting in the machine, even the EchoLink fella, it doesn't sound like the app. You just got the little delay. You'd have to wait on him for the delay. Other than that, it's all of you are full quieting. KN4TZW.
That's pretty good as well. Maybe just a little crackle in the background, but not very much.
When not in a good spot, actually. There's a couple of mountains right here. But I'll carry on, fellas. All of you sound good. I usually hang out on the Mount Mitchell repeater. I was just scanning through, and it stopped here. So, you gentlemen, have a good day. Name here is Gabriel, KN4TZW, and I'll be clear.
KO4LAO for ID.
KV2HXS.
All right, guys, this is KU4IP here. I think I'm going to back out for a little bit and poke at work here for just a second and just kind of follow up on some things. But you guys both take care. I'll say 7-3 to you and chat with you guys a little bit later. Not the KO4 station, but and gosh, I totally forgot your call sign now. But it's nice meeting you. And we'll chat a little bit later. 7-3, and I'll be clear.
5P, say hello to your son and your bride there for me, and Nora as well, if she's with you. And we'll say 73 to you, and we'll talk to you later. KO4LAP, correction, KO4LAO is clear.
That way, 73, guys, KP2HXS.
KO4LAO, if you're still in there, I got Nora right here. She wanted to say hi real quick.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Sunny down there where you are?
Sorry, I missed the first part of that. I guess maybe it was the echo link there. It took the second to key up.
Asking her if it was nice and sunny down there where she was.
It is. It's a nice day out here in Georgia. She totally ran off. I had to convince her to come in here and give her third-party traffic here for a little bit. But, yeah, she ran off. I just thought I would try to entice her or convince her it was cool to talk on the radio there for a second.
But at a time, this is, can be kind of intimidating even for us older folks. But, hey, I'll give you a call on a landline a little bit later.
Roger that. 7-3 is KU4IP. I'll be clear.
KU4LAO clear.